My friend at the Forbury Inn has seen Alessandro's passport.
At your suggestion?
It gives an address in a place called Bastagnola.
Bastagnola? Mm. Oh, that's Switzerland. It's the Italian part. Anything else?
Alessandro, no, nothing much. He doesn't wear pyjamas.
Oh?
Or carry money. Carlo handles that. And Alessandro's still losing weight.
What would be the simplest way to break a horse's bone?
Twist it, put it under stress. Well, then it'll break quite easily if you give it a bang. Ask any footballer or skater.
You can't see the stress on the x-ray.
Afraid not. Can't rule it out, though. Can't rule it in either. Sorry.
So we've no photographic proof that this was deliberate?
No. But the blood test, I've had the results, and you were bang on target.
Anesthetic?
Yeah, some brand of Promazine. Sparine, probably.
Ah. How would you give it to a horse?
Intermuscular. Just punch it in anywhere. It's a real knockout.
Maggie, I guess I got a dose of Promazine.
Promo what?
You remember I said I didn't know how I got back here that night?
Mm.
Well, I must have been drugged out cold. And they gave the same thing to Indigo and probably Moonrock.
Why?
Because that's the way to break a horse's leg without it breaking yours.
They're horrible.
Yes. Also systematic. What's more devastating than a threat to blow up the stables? Killing the horses one by one. And they don't even kill them, we do.
No, they killed them.
I can't help wondering. Supposing my father had to deal with Enzo Rivera.
The daddies?
Mm.
Probably got on like a house on fire.
Oh, no, no. Rivera's something else. There's a Swiss I know in London. I've done him some favours in the past, and now he's done me one. He's checked up in Bastagnola. Rivera's an international dealer in stolen currencies, hiding behind a business in watches. Of course, they've never nailed him because they can't get people to give evidence.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Well, apparently he deserted his wife, but he's still besotted about his son. You know, he's been known to ruin people who even irritate Alessandro.
Nice for the kid.
And now even some of Enzo's business cronies are getting scared of him. There's talk about a disease taking hold.
Disease?
Hmm. Syphilis.
Syphilis? Is that it?
Yes. There were two other children after Alessandro,
but... Where are they?
Oh, nowhere. They died at birth. See it adds up? There was a terrible scene between the parents and the mother took off.
You don't think Alessandro...
Oh, no, no, not if you accept the staging of the disease. He would have escaped. But for Enzo, only dead children. Sterility.
And madness.
Insanity. Coming, then retreating, and then coming again. But growing all the time into a mania. Mania about his son, the only one that he could have. He's a criminal megalomaniac. He's getting more impossible all the time and full of violent suspicion. Yes. Rather a dangerous man to frustrate. In Switzerland, they stay clear of him if they can.
I wish we could.
They say in Bastagnola that if Enzo looks your way, you'll break a bone.
Look at him, Etty. Well, he's as thin as a rake.
Ah, he'll never make 6'7". Luke's more like a jockey, though, now he's got rid of those fancy clothes.
Yes, Etty, I want to put him up on Archangel.
Archangel? But he's not ready for that.
I happen to know there isn't a lad in this stable who'll take more care of that horse.
But Mr. Neil, he hasn't the experience.
Ha-ha, he has, you know, thanks to you.
Don't put it on to me.
He had him balance, Etty. Beautifully, all the way.
Aye, he did that. Pity he's so obnoxious.
All right, Alessandro. Well, you'd better ride Lancat tomorrow.
But why? I rode Archangel very well.
Yes, well enough. But I want you to ride Lancat in a trial on Wednesday. Then afterwards you can give me your assessment of him.
But I want
Look,
to ride...
Look, trainers depend quite a lot on what the jockeys tell them, you know.
All right. I will do that.
Good, good. Tommy Hoylake will come and ride Pease Pudding, and Andy will ride Archangel, Paddy will ride Subito.
Pease Pudding can't be ready for the Lincoln if Lancat can finish so near him. The way Lancat finished means Archangel and Subito aren't as far in as I thought.
Oh, relax, Etty. Just turn it the other way round.
What's that mean? Mr. Griffin will be worried when he hears.
Etty, didn't you think that Pease Pudding was moving fast and easily?
Oh, I suppose so.
Well, then maybe it's Lancat who's much better than you expected. Not the others who are worse.
But that boy's only an apprentice, and Lancat was useless last year. Sprawly, babyish, no action.
There's nothing sprawly about him today.
No, I'll give you that.
Alessandro! How did Lancat feel?
Well, I lost ground at the beginning because I didn't realize. Well, I didn't expect the others to go so fast. But when I asked him, Lancat just shot forward. And I could have kept him nearer to Archangel at the end, only he did seem to tire a bit.
Yeah.
And as you said...
No, 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 it's all right. You did perfectly right. That was a nice performance. Now listen, everyone. I needn't tell you all to keep the results of this trial to yourselves, hmm? Tommy.
Mr. Neil.
You can count on Pease Pudding in the Lincoln.
All right.
And Archangel in the Guineas. We'll work out the other rides back at the office, eh? Right? Let's go home.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Alessandro, now I saw the way you looked at Tommy Hoylake.
You have given him Archangel for the Guineas.
You'll just have to accept that he rides as first jockey to the stake. Your first race will be on Pulitzer at Catterick. Well, good heavens, any other apprentice would settle for that gladly. Alessandro, if Tommy Hoylake breaks his leg, I'll break yours. If he comes to any harm whatever, I'll see that you never ride in another race.
I am accustomed to it.
I know, to having your own way, at any expense to others. Your own way bought in misery, pain, and fear. Well, when you came here, you should have settled for something which could be paid for, because no amount of death and destruction is going to buy you ability.
All I wanted was to ride Archangel in the Derby.
Just like that, hmm? Just a whim?
It started like that.
Told me you'd entered Pease Pudding for the Lincoln. I'd have read it in the bloody paper. Withdraw that horse at once.
Have a bit on him instead, Father. I have.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yes, I do.
It says here the trial was unsatisfactory.
Oh, I read that. It's a typical tipster's guess. If you want to know, the trial was very encouraging.
You're crazy. You're ruining my stable.
I'll send Tommy Hoylake to see you. You can ask him what he thinks.
He went to London to see his father. Actually, he should be back in a moment.
Good.
I like your tracksuit. It's very fetching.
Fetching?
You've been running?
Of course.
Oh, good.
Yes, since I came here, I've lost 22 pounds.
Gracious.
Today I ran to the boy's grave and back.
Have you always liked riding horses?
Yes. I wish to win the Derby and become a champion jockey. But it's funny.
Nothing, I suppose. I never met an apprentice who didn't want to be champion jockey. I hear you're riding Pulitzer at Catterick. That's a good start.
Yes, I must find the best horses.
The trouble is, you have to find the owners who'll put you up.
Are all the horses here belonging to other people, not to Mr. Griffin?
His father has shares in some of them.
Shares?
Yes, half shares. It's quite normal.
A half owner.
He owns one of them outright. Buckram.
Oh, Buckram, yes. I know Buckram. That's not much of a horse. I don't suppose he even bothers to insure it.
As a matter of fact, if you're allowed to ride Buckram, you might be rather careful of him. He's still very valuable.
Oh, I understand very well.
Buckram?
I suppose I shouldn't have told him.
Well, but my father owns him. Well, it's no secret.
Well, about your father having economized on the insurance.
In a very stupid economy, Buckram's worth a lot of money. Unlike poor old Moonrock.
And Indigo.
Buckram. A nasty financial blow this time, hmm? Just when I thought I had that boy. You say his father's back in Switzerland?
So he said.
Yes, but there's always the telephone. Perhaps Enzo told the boy to find out... Yes, but how's Alessandro to know that...
That they'll go for Buckram now?
Well, for once, we can be ready for them.
Maggie, there's a firm in Coventry, Daniels. They were clients of mine, and they work fast. Get them on the blower.
Daniels? What do they do?
Electronic security gear.
Yeah, that should do. That'll wake me.
Me too.
No, you're not staying.
I am.
I said no.
Please, Neil.
Please, nothing. Leave my bedroom, you hussy, and go home.
But I want to be...
Don't make things more difficult.
Okay.
Give me a kiss. Now, you go and shut Buckram up, and I'll switch this thing on again.
Oh, Neil,
don't worry.
Yes. Now, you murderer.
Maggie, what are you doing out here? Didn't I tell you?
I went down to the Forbury. I saw that car leave. Look, there's a light in Buckram's box.
Well, what the hell do you expect? Now stay here, blast you. Don't move.
Neil, be careful.
Not this time, you bastard!
Neil! You killed her!
No such luck. Well, don't just stand there, girl. Don't just... pick up the torch. Let's have a look at him.
It's the chauffeur.
Carlo.
Oh, thank heavens.
Why?
Oh, you thought it was the boy? No, he doesn't do the dirty work. He just causes it.
I'll ring for the police.
You'll do nothing of the kind. Spoil my little private effort.
But he'll have to see a doctor. You may have broken his head.
Head? No, not this gorilla. You look after him. Hey, whoa. Steady, boy. Steady. Steady. Mind when you put your big feet. Now, there'll be a nasty little syringe around somewhere.
Oh, here it is.
Thanks, I need it for this character.
And look.
Yes. That's the truncheon they kill horses with. Roll up his sleeve.
Is that stuff safe?
Not a bit. But I think he's coming round, and I want his carcass out of here before daylight.
Of course Carlo's not feeling well. He got a dose of something nasty that he brought for Buckram. Then he was driven back to your hotel in your car the way he came.
I told him not to do this. I told him.
Would he disobey your father?
No one disobeys my father. Except you.
Ah, well, the knack with your father is to disobey by stages, while retaliation becomes progressively less profitable.
I do not understand.
I'll explain it to you on the way to Doncaster.
Well, I am not to come with you. Carlo is to drive me.
Well, you'll have to report that circumstances have changed, won't you? Promazine. Terrible hangover. Poor Carlo.
I will come with you.
Oh, by the way, in that glove box in front of you, there's a letter for your father.
What, this? What does it say?
It's a final warning from me.
From you?
I'm telling him that if any more harm comes to the stable, the Jockey Club will be informed. And, of course, the police. Among other things, you'll be banned for life from riding races anywhere in the world. I've got all the evidence I need. Blood tests, Carlo's fingerprints, the lot.
You could not.
Oh, yes, I could. On the other hand, if no further damage is done, I agree to give you every chance to become a proficient and successful jockey. Of course, you could give up the whole idea.
No, I want to become a jockey.
Good. I mean what I say. You ride well, better than I expected.
I told you.
Yes, you were brilliant, so you did.
Oh, don't make fun of me.
All you've got to do is win a few races, keep your head, show a judgment of pace and an appreciation of tactics, and stop relying on your father.
But it is natural for one to rely on one's father.
I ran away from mine when I was 16.
Because he did not give you what you wanted?
No. I wanted freedom.
Well, Tommy... Nice to see all the old hands again, eh? They seem to remember me.
Of course they do, Mr. Neil.
Do we fancy peas pudding for the Lincoln?
Oh, declare it, saddle it, watch it win, and just stick around in case of objections.
You've really got a chance tomorrow.
Oh, yes, must have.
Hello, Alessandro. Enjoying yourself? Well, how do you like English racing?
Oh, the other jockeys, they asked me when I will ride.
They talk to you? Good, you're in.
As I cannot wait until next Wednesday. I wish I could begin tomorrow.
Well, we have no runners till Wednesday.
Peas pudding tomorrow?
No.
Tommy.
We've been through all that. Put you up in a classic race first time. You really have got the cheek of the devil.
Now, come on, stop sulking. With your experience, the Lincoln's not on, and that's that. Think about Pulitzer next week. What sort of a race do you think you should ride?
Well, I looked up his last year's form. He was consistent, nearly always placed.
Uh-huh.
Up front for most of the race, but fading in the last furlong.
That's right.
I will try not to stay further back than 2.5 lengths.
Good.
Stay near the rails and steady my speed. Mm-hmm. Then, in the last 60 yards, then I'll make my challenge. And then...
That's how he read his first race for me, in advance.
Big mouth?
No. No, I've had a few years' practice sorting out the genuine from the phony, and what that boy told me, and the way he said it rang of pure sterling.
So?
I've offered him another horse for an apprentice race the day after.
Which one?
Buckram. And Lankat at Teesside 2 days after.
Well.
You may think it's silly, Maggie, but since I dealt with Carlo, I feel a lot better.
Yes, and you've picked up a few more beautiful bruises.
And he's got an addled head.
He's still sane, unlike his master.
Maggie, wouldn't it be marvellous if, in spite of Rivera, in spite of his threats and his thugs, in spite of Etty, my father, and this whole mad scene, in spite of Alessandro and his prattle about the derby, I was still able to turn him into some kind of jockey. Because I wanted to. That'd have been mud in their eyes.
Listen, Neil Griffin, to me you're worth all of them put together. Now don't take any more risks.
Well, why not? So far I'm in excellent physical shape. You don't look too bad yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Maggie. I think we surprised a few folk, eh?
Major Barnett looked quite dazed when he led you and Pudding in.
Oh, I didn't think he had a chance. Boss had been onto him.
Well, a boss can't put Mr. Neil down now, can he? The Lincoln.
Excuse me, Maggie.
See you later, Tommy. Neil.
Aye.
Well done, Pease Pudding, and well done, you.
Well, I don't know what my father told old Barnett, the silly ass. I offered him half my bet before the race, and he thought I was joking.
Serve him right. There's Alessandro.
Where? Oh, yeah. Looking not too happy.
Green.
Alessandro! Over here! Well, how did you like that?
All right, why don't you say it? I expect you to say it.
Say what?
Peace Pudding would not have won if you'd let me ride it.
No, he wouldn't.
I could see. But I couldn't have ridden like that. I could see.
Come on. Tommy Hoylake has no more determination than you have and no better hand. But he does have marvellous judgment of pace and he's got tremendous polish in a tight finish. Your turn will come. Don't doubt it.
Yes, but I want...
You want the world, Alessandro. Start on Wednesday.
This is it, Alessandro. Get him off now. Got to keep him up there as long as you can.
Right, thanks, Etty. Ride the way you've planned.
Yes.
Away you go.
Come on, let me go! Come on!
Look, Maggie! Maggie, he's bang right! Look, 60 yards! Come on! Come on, he's through them! Making his move! He's through the leaders! He's through!
Good old Pulitzer!
Pulitzer!
Well! Bless my soul.
Hey, how about that, Etty?
I'll tell you one thing. Young Alessandro is not going to be popular with the lads after all. None of them had a penny on him.
Oh, no.
I did it.
You did it beautifully. Alessandro.
Yes?
I didn't know you could smile. You should try it more often.
Here on the
Alessandro, morning.
Good morning.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing's the matter.
I should think not. You know the press have got hold of your name.
Oh, why?
Because you're a very promising rider, that's why. There's not many apprentices can ride 4 good wins in 3 weeks, you know, and you deserve that place on Buckram.
Oh, Buckram, yes. I cannot come to Epsom with you today.
Well, why on earth not?
My father will take me.
Ah. So, he's back.
Yes.
Well, I hope he's pleased with us.
No, he's not pleased. And he does not wish me to ride with you in the car.
Very well. I'll see you outside the weighing room at 3:15.
Yes.
You'd better stay here.
Why?
Because that chap talking to Alessandro is his father.
Oh.
Yes. That's Enzo Rivera. Good afternoon.
You have disobeyed my instructions.
Oh?
I told you that Alessandro was to replace Hoylake. I find that he has not done so. You will change that.
He's riding a very good horse here in the Dean Swift Handicap this afternoon.
This race is not important. It is the Great Metropolitan which is important. He is to ride in that race.
We have no entry. You will have to find some other owner to oblige you.
Today, I will overlook. But Alessandro is to ride this horse of yours in the 2,000 guineas next week. Archangel, as he wishes. Archangel.
That wasn't much of a race, Alessandro, was it?
No.
You weren't thinking. Only of your father, I suppose.
Can I ride Archangel in the guineas?
No.
Look, please, please, can I ride him? I beg you.
Just to please your father, no.
But I'm so afraid.
That he will carry out his threat and that you'll never race again? Then, tell him that you will hate him forever.
I think I would.
Tell him. He's gone to pieces. He's ridden some absolutely stinking races. With his father around, it's hopeless.
Never mind. He picked up today.
Oh, yes, yes. Copybook style on Lankat. Yes, he deserved that one. Mm.
Cheer up. Enzo's seen his son race. He can't be that frustrated.
I wonder if he got my letter. The way he talked to me at Epsom, it didn't sound like it. You know, I may be making a hell of a mistake.
What?
Bringing up the boy myself as my own challenge. Almost taking his father's place.
I see, yes. Dangerous.
Yes, when Alessandro rode Lankat in after his win, he actually smiled at me. First time for days. And just at that moment, I caught sight of Enzo looking at us. Remember those looks Alessandro used to give people when he first came here?
Do I not?
Well, you multiply that. When Enzo saw his son actually smile at me, God, the venom. You know, I felt actual fear.
I don't have to go to Hull tomorrow. Would you like me to stay?
No, don't be silly. Your folks are expecting you. And heaven knows you deserve a break.
You won't do anything stupid.
Do I ever?
Repeatedly.
Just don't forget to come back. I've been missing you.
Really?
Well, in the office.
Stand up, Griffin.
Do you mind not pointing that thing at me?
Come with me.
Well, this is an honor. Leading your men in person?
I am close to killing you. If you do not come at once, you will go nowhere.
Okay.
Tell Carlo I don't need his kindly arm, please.
Carlo, fasten him to the fence here. Cal, keep him covered with the rifle.
Who are you, Cal? The firing squad? I suppose I have met you before, and you look better with your mask on.
Now, you will listen to me. I hear everywhere today on the race course that Hoylake is going to win the 2,000 guineas on Archangel. Everywhere. Hoylake. Hoylake. You will correct that. You will tell the newspapers. Alessandro.
I can't. The owner would not allow it.
This time you will work out how you can do it, not how you cannot. Also, you will not entice my son away from me.
I haven't.
Liar. Everything he says is Neil Griffin this, Neil Griffin that, and Neil Griffin says, I have heard your name so often I could cut your throat. What my son wants, I will give him. I will give him. I will give him what he wants. And you. There is no one who can boast he disobeyed Enzo Rivera. No one alive. But my son says, if I kill you, he will hate me forever. So, this time, we will do something else. Cal, the left arm. Twist.
Oh, pleasure.
Carlo, hand at the neck. Break him there. Alessandro will ride Archangel in the guineas because if he does not, you have other bones.
What were you doing up there? You know we're not supposed to ride on the heath after four.
I felt like it.
Well, I don't suppose you felt like falling off. They always say a fall on the flat's the worst.
I didn't feel like walking home, but I had to.
Well, there'd be no one up there to help. Collarbone. What a damn nuisance.
Yes, so are the doctor's blessed clavicle rings. I feel like a trussed chicken.
Do you want to watch exercise? I can drive you.
Sure, both lots. What the hell?
Well done, you. I'll get the Land Rover.
All right.
Morning, Maggie.
Neil. I've just got back. What happened? They told me you had a fall.
Oh, I can stand. Clavicle rings.
Oh.
Rings on my shoulders and bells on my toes.
Neil.
I'm sorry, I'm still a bit dopey. Doctor's dope.
I couldn't miss the guineas tomorrow.
Good.
By the way, Alessandro wants to see you.
The hell he does. Where is he?
In the office.
Well, then.
I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. He told me what he had done. I did not want it. I did not ask for it.
Thanks.
He said that you would now agree to me riding Archangel in the guineas tomorrow.
And what do you think?
I think you will not agree.
Oh, you've grown up a lot.
Yes.
You've seen the security guards in the stables?
Yes.
I've said that I'm taking special precautions because of Archangel. Against anyone getting at the horses. Crooks with money. You know, of course, who I mean.
I have seen the people he has hurt. Afterwards, I have seen them. There was a fear in their faces. And shame, too. You are not like them.
Tell him that Tommy Hoylake rides Archangel tomorrow.
I cannot.
You'll find out soon enough.
Neil.
Yes, Alessandro.
I'm afraid. For you.
That makes two of us. Hey, don't take it so hard, boy. Next week at Bath, you can ride Pulitzer in the apprentice race. And then, Chester.
I do not know if we will reach next week, you and I.
Then we'd better keep our fingers crossed.
With a hay harvest breeze, blades on the feather,
hello,
wind in the trees, and we'll all swing together with our bodies between our knees.
There won't be much of your body left the way you're going.
Ah, get through today, we'll be fine.
The guineas. Okay, so Tommy rides and Enzo wears it. What happens next? He wants the derby. Mm-hmm. You said so yourself, he wants the derby for that boy.
When Alessandro came here, the derby seemed as laughable to me as... Well, it may seem a pretty reckless ambition even now, but it's not laughable. In spite of everything, that boy's taken himself in hand and he's driven himself like fury. And Maggie, he is good. He's an extremely talented young rider. He's winning. We're winning. And if it wasn't for two dead horses, I'd go through the whole thing again. I would.
But Enzo is losing him.
Well, that's the fate of some fathers.
Neil, you're still dealing with a lunatic.
Then let him take his lunacy back to Bastagnola. Because there'll be nothing for him here. Nothing and no one.
Morning, Tommy.
Morning, Master Neil.
Tommy? You don't look too good.
No, I had a stomachache all night, sick, you know.
Hey.
Nerves, I guess. I'll be fine by this afternoon. Don't you worry about that.
You're sure?
Yes, I get this now and again before a big one. But look, would you mind if I don't ride this gallop this morning?
No, of course not. I'd much rather you saved yourself.
Yeah, tell you what, though. I could give Archangel his pipe opener nice and quiet. Like, how about that?
Okay, if you want to, fine.
Who should we put on Lucky Lindsay for the gallop now Tommy's taken Archangel?
Well, I suppose we better swap them round. Put Andy on Lucky Lindsay and Paddy on Irrigate.
Oh,
and...
no need. Alessandro's good enough, isn't he?
Oh, is he here?
There, just coming in. And no Mercedes and no chauffeur now. I tell you something, he's beginning to look like a jockey. He even dresses like one.
He copies Tommy's style.
Yeah, he could do worse.
May I, will you let me ride out?
Why ever not?
Go ahead, Alessandro. You can ride the gallop on Lucky Lindsay.
Oh, but it says in the paper that Tommy's riding that gallop this morning.
No, he's got a stomachache. Don't look too excited. He's going to be okay for the big race.
Oh.
Etty, where's Mr. Neil? Search me. Stand still, will you? Gone over the office, maybe. Hold still. Leave him be, Maggie. Probably got his feet up. His breakfast. Oh, it's breakfast now, is it? Come on, then. Let's move.
Where is Alessandro?
On the horse. Where else? On the horse.
He was not to come here this morning. You have abducted him. Tell me or I'll break your bones, all of them.
He's out riding a horse.
He is not. I told him not to.
Well, he is.
What horse?
Does it matter?
What horse?
Lucky Lindsay.
Stop him. Get him back.
Well, how can I? He's halfway to
the... You must. Get him back or he'll kill you.
I can't.
Get him back.
What have you done?
Get him back.
Put down that stupid gun.
He will be killed. My son will be killed. Tommy Hoylake. He says in the papers that Hoylake is riding Lucky Lindsay this morning.
No, Alessandro.
Hoylake.
No.
Hoylake. It has to be. Ow!
Bastard. You are planning to kill Tommy. How?
Carlo and Cal.
Where are they?
I don't know.
Well, you better find them.
They are hiding. They're waiting with the gun.
Go and find them. It's your only chance.
Find them before they shoot him, you stupid murdering sod!
Neil? What's happened?
Rivera's up. Maggie, is Tommy back on Archangel?
Not yet.
Oh. Lancat. I can do it on Lancat. I can just make it across country.
Where?
The heath. There's a man up there with a rifle.
Neil, you can't ride. Not with a broken collarbone.
I've got to. George! George, saddle up Lancat.
George! I'm going after him. Look, here's Archangel. I'll give Lancat a race.
Maggie! What the hell? What are you doing?
Neil! Stop! You'll kill yourself!
No chance. I'm only on my third line.
Neil!
Can you see our string?
Neil!
Damn it, can you see them?
No! Yes. Yes, look. By the boy's grave.
Yes, it's there. Now come on, right like hell! Alessandro! Oh, darling, can't hear. Come on, like that. Come on, boy. Come on. Alessandro!
Look out! You'll go into him!
Hey, look out! Hey!
Neil!
Get down!
What is this? What are you
doing? Lightspin, back again.
You are mad.
Look at Lancat. What do you think's wrong with him? You think he's lying there for fun?
Neil, he's dead. Lancat.
Yes, Alessandro. Cal. And his big bloody rifle. They came out here to shoot Tommy Hoylake. And you rode Lucky Lindsay instead, and they couldn't tell the difference. It should please you. Will you straight down? If you stand up now, they'll have another go. Oh, myself. I don't think I could get up even if I wanted to.
Lie back.
That one wasn't aimed this way.
Mr. Neil, what the hell's going on?
I don't really know, Eddie. You see that clump of bushes there by the track?
Aye.
Well, in a minute. We'll go and find out. Eddie, keep Alessandro back.
Father! My father!
Stay back. This one's still alive. All right, Cal. What happened?
Alessandro. He's okay?
Yes.
It was meant to be...
Hoylake, yes.
Enzo came. He said I killed his son. He was out of his mind.
You did shoot at Alessandro. But you hit a horse. Mine.
He shot Carlo. He shot me. So I let him have it.
You didn't miss that time.
No, the best...
He's gone.
All three?
Yes.
Up here, but they couldn't stop me winning the guineas.
No, Father.
Me and Tommy.
You and Tommy?
No thanks to you. What a blasted mess back home. You should never have taken on that apprentice.
Perhaps.
Well, no perhaps about it. The jockey club will be seriously displeased.
Oh, dear.
That man must have been mad.
Sort of.
Absolutely mad to think he could get his son to ride Archangel by killing Tommy Hoylake.
Obsessed.
Yeah, well, why didn't you stop him?
I did my best.
What a rotten best.
What's the matter with your arm?
Oh, I broke my collarbone.
Oh, hard luck. Try a leg sometime. Oh, go away now, and on your way out, find me a nurse, will you? I'm extremely uncomfortable, and you don't make me feel any better.
Oh. Oh, God.
The doctor said he died very quickly. An embolism. It was nobody's fault.
No. No, I don't suppose so.
Darling, I do love you very much.
Then you won't leave me.
Do you think I want to?
Alessandro.
I'm sorry to come.
Why?
Well, I came to say about your father. Oh. I'm very sorry.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I must manage alone. Like you.
You stay here, Neil?
Oh, yes. Do you have any plans?
No. When will I be warned off?
Oh, you won't be. I talked to the jockey club. I told them that you shouldn't lose your license because your father had gone mad, and they saw that point of view. I'm sorry I stressed your father's insanity, but it was the best I could do.
But didn't you tell him about Moonrock and Indigo and about your shoulder and about all the things?
No, I didn't see any point in revenging myself on you for what your father did.
But he did it for me.
Yes. How many fathers would? Yes. For you. And what are you going to do now, Alessandro?
Well, I want to be a jockey, a good one.
Well, you're free to ride races anywhere you like, anywhere in the world. Well, you can stay on here if you like.
You? You will have me here?
Stable jockey, second to Tommy.
Oh, yes.
How do you feel about tomorrow?
Well, I'll be here to ride out.
You won't. You'll get a good sleep and a good breakfast and be here at 11. We're flying over to Chester.
Yes?
Your next race? Archangel. Ever heard of him?
Yes. Yes.